Welcome. This lesson walks you through the Mike Cosford approach to arranging a broad room lift in Ableton Live 12 for crossover drum and bass drama. You'll build an 8/16 bar pre-drop lift that sounds huge and poppy, but still preserves the low-end punch your 170-176 BPM drop needs. First, what we're aiming for. You'll create a dedicated hybrid reverb return tuned for broad, airy space, automated send and dry balances plus reverb size, decay and predelay changes, controlled stereo widening on return, simple drum and bass suppression during the lift, and smart side chaining on the reverb so the drop still hits hard. Let's get started. Set tempo and phrase set live's tempo to about 174 BPM. Work in a 32 bar phrase for clarity and plan the lift to occupy the final 8/16 bars before the drop. For example, bars 17/24 for an 8 bar lift, or bars 9/24 for a 16 bar lift. Create the return tracks. Create return A and insert hybrid reverb. Choose a plate or large room character you want to diffuse. Lush tail. Start decay around 2.5 to 3.5 seconds in the dry state. We'll automate it to around 5-6 seconds during the lift. Set predelay to about 30-50 milliseconds to keep the transient punch. After hybrid reverb, insert EQ8. High pass the return at roughly 250-350 Hz with a 24 dB/oct slope to prevent low-end buildup. If needed, add a gentle shelving cut below 150 Hz and a subtle high shelf boost above 6-8 kHz to accentuate air. Place a utility after the EQ on return A. Set width to 100% as a starting point. We'll automate it up to roughly 140-160% in the lift to create widening. Optionally, create return B with echo or a simple delay for slap and rhythmic hits. Keep its send levels subtle and use it to glue rhythm into the lift, not to swamp it. Prepare your source material. Pick one or two layers to feed the reverb. A long pad or sustained synth chord and a processed vocal or short lead hit work great for crossover flavor. Put auto filter on your pad or lead. Use a low pass with low resonance. Start cutoff around 1-2 kHz and plan to sweep it open across the lift for natural energy. Start the sends fully down or at negative infinity, so the reverb isn't present before the lift. We'll bring it up with automation. Design the lift arrangement in arrangement view. Mark your lift region, 8-16 bars before the drop. Stagger events for motion. Bring in the pad first, then the lead, and add a vocal slice toward the end. For drum and bass suppression, either mute or strongly high pass the kick and bass group during most of the lift. You can automate the bass group level down 10-20 dB or use an auto filter high pass ramping from -80 Hz up to around 1 kHz. Keep some percussive motion, hats or shakers, so the groove doesn't completely die. Add short rhythmic stabs or offbeat chord hits every 1-2 bars, increasing in frequency and velocity approaching the drop. Automate sends and reverb parameters on each source channel. Open an automation lane for send A. Start the sends off and increase them over the lift. A practical target is bringing send A up to around -6 dB to -3 dB in the last 4 bars, but trust your ears. On return A, automate hybrid reverb size from about 0.35 to 0.9 and decay time from roughly 2.5 seconds to about 5 seconds across the lift. Keep predelay steady at 30-50 ms to preserve punch. Optionally, shorten predelay to 10-20 ms in the final bar if you want a more smeared pre-drop tail. Slightly raise early reflections if you want the room to feel more big room in presence. Automate utility width on return from 100% up toward 140-160% across the last bars. This widens the reverb without touching your dry stereo image. You can also automate the return level itself. A final swell of plus 0 to plus 3 dB in the last bar helps the lift bloom. On the dry channels, add a final high shelf boost above 8 kHz of plus 1.5 to plus 3 dB in the last 2 bars to let the reverb tails shimmer. Sidechain the return and preserve clarity. Insert a compressor or glue compressor on return A and sidechain it to a dedicated kick reference or the drop kick. Use a fast attack and a medium release. Start around 20-80 ms and adjust to taste. Set ratio between roughly 2:1 and 4:1 and threshold so the compressor ducks the reverb just before the drop, keeping the low end clear. Avoid heavy limiting on the master during the lift. Leave dynamics so the drop can feel louder by contrast. Final micro arrangement moves for drama in the last bar. Try cutting the pad's dry signal, but keep the reverb tail audible. To do this reliably in live, either duplicate the source so one track feeds only the send while the other is the dry and mute the dry track in the final bar, or automate gain on a pre-send device while keeping send routing intact. Add a short pre-hit in the last beat. White noise sweep, gated vocal chop, or a small rhythmic ping with echo to spike attention right before the drop. Decide whether the reverb send drops to zero on the first downbeat of the drop for a tight hit or leaves a small tail for atmosphere. Practical Live 12 Automation Tips. Use arrangement automation lanes for unique lift behavior and clip automation for repeated patterns. Group the sources feeding the reverb into a lift group and automate the group sends to simplify lanes. If you want evolving repeated vocal phrases, try follow actions on a small vocal clip. Common mistakes and fixes: too much low end in reverb. Always high pass the return between 200-350 Hz. Overwhetting dry channels. Automate sends gradually and keep early reflections balanced. Widening low frequencies. Avoid widening signals with sub-content. Apply width automation on a high-passed return only. Missing sidechain. Long tails can mask the drop. Sidechain the return to the kick/bass reference. Conflicting automation. Keep lift automation centralized. Group/send lanes reduce clashes. Losing groove. If you mute everything, you risk killing energy. Keep subtle rhythmic elements. Pro tips: stagger sends. Delay pad send VDS vocal send by 1/16 1/8 note for evolving tails. Use hybrid reverbs convolution to add realistic early reflections and outer rhythmic tails for lushness. Blend to taste. Add a small saturation after the reverb for warmth, before EQ. Map a single macro to key lift controls, reverb send, pad cutoff, return width, and record a one-knob performance for natural dynamics. Check mono regularly when widening. If the return collapses in mono, reduce width or use mid/side EQ instead. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. Start with a 16-bar section at 174 BPM. Pad chord, vocal chop, full drums and sub bass. Build returner with hybrid reverb, EQ8 and utility. Tasks. 1. Route pad and vocal sends to return A only. 2. Design an 8-bar lift over bars 9-16. 3. Automate pad send from off to about -6 dB across bars 13-16. 4. Automate hybrid reverb decay from 2.5s to 5s across bars 13-16. 5. Automate utility width on returner from 100% to about 150% across bars 14-16. 6. On the pad channel, automate auto filter cutoff to sweep open in the last 4 bars. 7. High pass return at about 300 Hz and add sidechain compression key to your kick. 8. In bar 16, mute the pad dry while keeping the send high so only the reverb tail is heard. 9. Playback and refine send and reverb levels until the drop still hits with full low end. Recap: you've learned the Mike Cosford approach. Build a broad room return using hybrid reverb. HP the return to protect low end. Automate sends and reverb parameters, widen the return with utility, and sidechain the reverb to keep the drop aggressive. Use grouping and macros to keep automation clean, and keep a few rhythmic cues alive during the lift so the groove stays present. Go build this lift, try the mini exercise, and then scale to a 16-bar version with staggered sends and subtle modulation for a polished crossover DNB pre-drop. That's it. Good luck. And listen closely as you tweak until the lift breathes like one musical statement that the drop resolves.